Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple. Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. Plenty to get to with Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Next segment, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, giving his picks for this weekend's games in the NFL and college football. We'll have Derek Bombeck here as well, talking all things Lincoln and more.
Friday party.
Yeah, it's December. Things are happening, man. Things are happening.
Yeah, things are happening, and Harrison's here.
Harrison is here. You are here. I am here.
I still owe Harrison $10. I'm taking it to the air now to get it done. Sorry, Harrison.
Everyone hold him to it now. Yeah, you brought it up. The listeners will make sure you pay that to Harrison.
Yeah. I'm not very, I don't know, Harrison. I had a lot going. I don't know what my problem is. You know, I don't carry cash anymore is what it is. Does anybody carry cash?
Yeah. I got cash in my wallet right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
You got a hundo?
I did at one point.
Did you get a haircut or is it just flat?
It's just flat. Should I put my hat on? Should I go find my hat again?
I think you should use some of that money to get a haircut.
Well, next Friday, a week from today, the haircut's set. I told you. I have scheduled haircuts.
That's insane.
Normally, it would be today, but I said, let's go an extra week. But okay. I did expect my hair grew faster.
Yeah.
This time than usual.
Yeah, you look like Alice Cooper right now.
I know, yeah. I feel like Alice Cooper.
Do you?
Yeah.
In what way do you feel like Alice Cooper? He's a good golfer.
No, is he really?
Yeah, he's a good golfer.
That shocks me.
Yeah.
Look at surprise.
That's amazing.
At 6:03.
That is amazing.
You have already surprised me today, yeah. And I don't get surprised very often. Yeah, I didn't know that. I'll research that.
Yeah, Google that on the break. He's a good golfer. He plays golf, a lot of golf.
Okay. Well, you can play a lot of golf and be a bad golfer.
I know, think he's pretty good.
I know a lot of guys out there that play golf every day that just aren't very good. I'm like, why? I just question how can you not improve if you play every day? And why do you torture yourself if you're that bad? It's one of my biggest questions of life.
Yeah, that is a big one. What else? What other questions do you have?
I want to hear from you guys at 402-464-5685. Of course, not trying to bury the lead, but the big news of yesterday, not a huge surprise to anybody, but it is official news now. Adrian Martinez, around 11 o'clock yesterday morning, officially announced he is going to enter the transfer portal with intentions to go somewhere else next year. His playing time at Nebraska is over. And again, Sip, like I said, not a huge surprise to anybody. It's still a situation we will monitor very closely because anybody who's watched him understands that Adrian Martinez has a lot of talent. No one has doubted that. We have not doubted the talent that Adrian has. And in the right situation with a good offensive line and proper coaching, and you know, and good receiver talent. That guy can lead a team to, I believe, a very successful year. And that's why I'm very curious where he ends up, how high the interest is in him.
Oh, it'll be high.
And what kind of school we're talking about? Are we talking about, for sure, a Power 5 school? I assume there's going to be a lot of, there's going to be several Power 5 schools that go after him. Mm-hmm. But regardless, the days of Martinez at Nebraska are over. How did you regard yesterday's news?
Well, I don't know how to. We always do that. Are you surprised? Are you not surprised?
I don't think you're surprised, are you? Come on now. You're not surprised. Everyone knew this was likely going to happen. Now, it seemed a little bit maybe not so for sure with the injury. Like, you might come back and rehab and then, you know, come back and have one more go. Mm-hmm. But it still, I think, seemed like an unlikely scenario he was coming back to Lincoln.
Yeah, I mean,
no matter what. Just my read.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe because of his, you know, he underwent that shoulder surgery on his right arm, throwing arm. And he's not, I'm pretty positive at this point that he won't be able to practice until the summer months, perhaps May or even June. So there is a, now where we, I guess we diverge a little bit, is I thought maybe he would stay around here and rehab and stay with people he's comfortable with, where he knows them and has done and has rehabbed other injuries.
Yeah, possible.
So I thought maybe that's what he'd do. Now, the one thing that I thought would be odd, okay, you know Adrian has a redshirt year still.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have redshirted next year and then came back in 2023. That's 6 years.
That's a lot of football.
Well, it's a lot of years
of committing to being in the football
yeah,
program.
Yeah, if you think about it, who's in college for 6 years? And it's not really what you want if you're doing it that way, right? Like, if you're in college for 6 years, it's not because you did everything right.
Well, it might be. It's either those people who didn't know what they wanted to do and decided late what their major is going to be, or mm-hmm. people that say, hey, yeah, I know I'm going to be a therapist, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to commit to, you know, more than the normal 4 years.
Oh, yeah, well, that, yeah, for sure, if you're getting your MBA and all that.
If you're an undergrad, yeah.
Yeah, in a football program, yeah, I mean, that would be obtuse. I didn't know if I wanted to watch Adrian grow old here.
He's got a full family over here.
It makes sense from that standpoint. I know there's at least one big – I wrote it up, so I don't mind saying. I know there's at least one Big 12 team that would like him. I think he has a girlfriend at Kansas State.
Yes, that's the hot rumor, is that Adrian, you know, watch out for Kansas State in this whole situation. Is that his go-to place? Is that where he wants to go?
Yeah, he could go a lot of places. That shoulder surgery is a complicator. I mean, we've talked about this 3 or 4 times, but if it's not May or June, if it's May or June before he can practice, how's he going to win a starting job without spring ball? I mean, how do you do that? You go into a new system. Now, maybe the simple answer is, he'd redshirt in 2022, then come back and make a big run at it in 2023. What I hope is that Adrian goes to a power. I mean, he goes to a reputable, successful program and rehabs, gets his feet wet, you know, a little bit next year. And then as a 6-year senior, comes back flinging it. That would be fun. I mean, it'd be weird, 20, I don't know how old exactly he'd be, he'd probably be in his 20s.
Yeah.
For sure 20s. I wonder if he'd be 24 years old. You know?
Yeah, but here's the question, and we have to ask, you'd have to know Adrian as far as his dreams and intentions. Do you desire to play in the NFL? Because mm-hmm. if you are playing in college until you're 24, it is possible to get drafted, but you are not as likable as a prospect.
Marketable.
Yeah, marketable.
Probably
I'd say likable too. You're not as marketable as a prospect as you are somebody that's going early out of college or just does 4 years mm-hmm. and goes to the league.
Right. No, I totally get
so
that.
If he comes back, if next year he rehabs this surgery and gets a starting job somewhere by the fall mm-hmm. and looks good, there's no way, in my opinion, he comes back for a sixth year somewhere. He would, obviously, if he played, he's not going to, that wouldn't happen.
Say that again, please.
Well, he would not come back. He could not come back if he played next year, obviously.
Right, somewhere. Right, 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 right.
I'm going to say his goal is to play somewhere next year, not redshirt, and then play in 2 years.
Well, if the injury allows him to.
If the injury allows it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's – I we're not quite on the same page on this. I thought there was a chance he'd stay.
So but I like, was a little – What percentage chance was that?
Well, because of the injury that – I mean, it's complicated. I don't know what his conversation was like with Frost. I have no idea. I have no idea what that was like. I mean, it had to be somewhat touchy, right? Because Frost has to get this thing going. He has to get this thing going next year.
He knows that, yeah.
Right.
We all know that.
Okay, now why is it touchy with Adrian? Because if Adrian stays, it might adversely affect your chances to get a quarterback out of the portal. And I can tell you unequivocally, well, now we all know, they're going to the portal to get a quarterback.
Yeah, that seems very, very, very obvious right now.
Yeah,
it for is. Nebraska. And again, that didn't maybe seem obvious if Adrian stayed.
Right.
But that's why.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, if Adrian stayed, it's not obvious you go to the portal. I think people still hope that you would to get somebody, but there's no guarantee to that person that you're going to have a chance to start here.
Right. So what we're now talking
is a great
about,
chance.
What we're talking about, though, and this is an important word to some people, not so much others. There was a loyalty built into this conversation. I mean, Adrian's done a lot for he's done a lot for this program. He's done a lot for the university. He's done a lot for the city. So there's a loyalty that needed to be extended to him if he wanted to stay, in my opinion. I mean, you just don't tell Adrian Martinez, okay, no, we don't want you here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No, can't. I just don't think you can do that. Some players you probably could, but I wouldn't do that with Adrian. Now, some people are going to really push back on it. Sip, this is a business, you know. This is the way it is. Well, I guess. But I think loyalty is an important word. And I think they would have, if he wanted to stay, I think they would have had to extend him that loyalty. And maybe work it so you could extend him loyalty, but also go in the portal and get a quarterback. You know. I don't know, though. Like, You would have had to communicate to everybody very, very well that, yes, Adrian's here, but he's guaranteed nothing.
Yeah.
So that quarterback in the portal wouldn't say, we got Adrian Martinez.
Yeah, okay, but still, I wonder how much that person would believe that. Okay,
no,
you can totally say that this competition's open, but I see a guy that started here for 4 years,
right,
and, yeah, he's injured now, but if the fall comes and he looks better
– yeah.
That guy's getting the nod, probably, even though his record hasn't been very good.
It's not
his fault. All the,
it would have compromised your ability to get somebody.
It completely compromised it.
I think. Now, as far as everything going on, we saw yesterday, real quick, it's going to get finalized with Mickey Joseph probably today.
Yes.
As a receivers coach. Okay, so you got that in place.
Also, on that note, this seems like a universally celebrated hire for Nebraska, right? Have you seen anybody saying this is not a good hire?
Well, he's a former player, and he's a great recruiter. And you reeled off some of his Jamar Chase.
Justin Jefferson, Chase. I mean, that's enough said, and it goes beyond that.
Yeah. Terrace Marshall.
Yep.
You recognize that name?
Yes, he's a great receiver at LSU.
So, yeah, it looks like that'll be done today.
I think that's the
exciting
for several reasons. It's that element of, wow, he can recruit and develop that position at receiver. You know, his receivers coached while he was there, so he can do that. And it's also, hey, you're taking a guy from LSU to Nebraska. Now, I know there's obviously a staff change. There's a new coach down there. Mm-hmm. But we're in an era where people are complaining about looking at the portal and seeing Nebraska targeting guys from Cornell and Abilene Christian. They're having a self-belief issue here at Nebraska, a confidence issue in terms of the fans and what we can be, to get a guy to come back to his alma mater, mm-hmm, who was, you know, doing very well. LSU fans don't want him to leave. If you read all these responses to this, people are saying this is a huge loss. They're not, mm-hmm, saying, oh, you know, get a riddance, get him out of here, which you see sometimes. They're upset, saying this is an important part of our team. That feels good to get somebody that's actually still desired by a big school.
Yeah, Nebraska can still do that. Now,
people have, again, they have a confidence complex.
Well,
right,
Mickey Joseph is from New Orleans. He's a New Orleans native. he's a legend down there, Jake. I mean, he was a legendary. I mean, when he was recruited to Nebraska, it was mega news. I mean, it was a gigantic get for Nebraska.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Nebraska at that time. I was in school at the time. I mean, he was a household name coming to campus from Archbishop Shaw High School. So, yeah, some of those guys. Have you heard of Kayshawn Boutte?
Yeah.
Have you?
That's the guy at LSU right now.
Okay. How about
receiver
DJ Chark?
Yeah, he's the Jaguars in the NFL.
All right. He got
hurt, but he's their top receiver.
Those are some other guys that Mickey recruited. So he had his best year as a junior at Nebraska in 1990. They were 9-3. They're in that 9-3 mode when Mickey was here. But anyway, yeah. I think people generally here, I don't know, I can't believe anybody would complain about this one. He's a recruiter.
No.
He'll be your recruiting coordinator.
But that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, think about
it. Okay, now I got to be careful what I say on the radio. I think that's what they're going to do. I think he'll be their recruiting coordinator.
Well, and I pointed this out the other day. It's not only the fact that he got Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase to LSU. I know we're not huge on the stars on this show, but I told you those guys' recruiting profile. They weren't five stars. It wasn't like he was getting, you know, those were, Ja'Marr Chase was a four star. Mm-hmm. Jefferson was a three star. Mm-hmm. Like they were not like they had a lot of offers, but they weren't like the cream of the crop when it came out of high school. And these guys turned into right now some of the best receivers in the NFL. I mean, we watched that year with Burrow at LSU. That team was unbelievable because Burrow was great, but the receivers were exceptional. And that was under Mickey Joseph's leadership at receiver.
Yeah, Burrow threw 60.
To recruit them and develop them.
Burrow threw 60 touchdown passes that year.
Well, he had a lot of help.
I know.
But he was also great. Just an awesome team.
Yeah. And then they're talking with Donovan Raiola today, so that could happen fairly close. I know a lot of people are like to complain about the pace at which this is moving, which is odd to me. But the
people like to complain, Sam, if you haven't heard.
Yeah, God.
They yell into the wind and hope someone hears them.
Yeah. But like I just can't pinpoint who it is, but I know that at least one other person they're talking to is playing this weekend. And I have a pretty good idea of the names. Well, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it on the air. I can maybe tell
smart.
You off the air. But, yeah, there's a couple guys they're looking at that are coaching teams that are playing this week. Oh, the horror. Wow, Frost is doing such a horrible job. I mean, my God.
When you lose, you really can't win with the fan base, right?
Yeah, you can't. But anyway, they want
results now. You can't get results until next year, but they want answers to questions.
Right. If they don't get them, they're just like little kids. You know, I mean, they want it now.
Throw a fit at the grocery store. Right. It's fine. We've seen it already.
Right, right. So, yeah, there's at least one other guy that is coaching this weekend, and maybe more than one. So that's where it is. God, the Bronco Mendenhall news. We don't need to talk about that.
That was another shock from yesterday. You know, as Bruce Feldman said on Twitter, like, there's always one major surprise in the coaching cycle. Now, there's already been surprises about Lincoln Riley, but that's a guy that went somewhere. You know, Mendenhall is not guaranteed to go anywhere. It sounds like from McMurphy's, Brett McMurphy said that he doesn't have intentions to go anywhere.
Right. So what we're talking about, where Bronco Mendenhall left his post yesterday as Virginia's head coach and just said he's been doing this for 31 years. And I don't know if he said he wants a break or whatever, but that's basically it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't have designs on another job. This is a Bob Stoops, Chris Peterson type move. You're seeing it more and more. There's others that we could probably, I mean, Bo Pelini sort of won. I mean, he's in no rush to get back into it. I mean, if you have millions in your bank account, I don't know, would you want to work 18 hours a day?
No, I don't think so.
Deal with the portal?
No, probably not.
And deal with NIL? I mean, some of those guys have some fundamental...
Let's just go on a vacation.
Fundamental issues with the way things are going. I'm not saying Bronco Mendenhall's one. But if you have fundamental issues with the way things are going, if you don't have to deal with it, why would you? I wouldn't.
Let's get a call from Chris, who's been patiently waiting on the Honda of Lincoln hotline, 402-464-5685. Chris, you're on early break. Go ahead, man.
Good morning, Steve, Jake. Happy Friday to you guys.
Same to you as well, Chris. Thanks for calling.
I hope you guys are enjoying this resort weather we're having, too.
Yes, Chris. Is it going to continue today?
I think a little cooler. I thought I saw before I left here, 59 or 60 today, which is still about 15, 16, 17 degrees above normal.
Yeah, I see a high of 61 today.
That's hog weather. Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
There you go, Steve.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, the Adrian thing, I was telling Harrison there when I called in, I told Harrison, the Adrian thing coming or going, it's almost like when you talk with 35 guys up here at the shop, it's almost like talking politics.
Yes.
Man, the battle lines are drawn.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you hear at the shop? What do you hear?
Yeah, my feeling, Steve, Jake, with this is what a class gentleman Adrian Martinez was.
Yes, I agree.
What a class gentleman he was. Had, you know, his, and again, I thought, God dang, what a great kid. And honestly, I'm on the side. Now I'm looking at this as for the safety net for Scott Frost and this coaching staff. You know, my gut feeling is, you know, these guys they've got to go to a bowl. I don't know if 6-7 is going to, if they get to a bowl and they lose a bowl game, that sounds like a 6-7 record. I don't know if that's going to save anybody's jobs next year. But I thought, my feeling is, if Adrian Martinez stayed, you got a guy that's been a starter for 4 years, and he would start next year. To me, there's no doubt about that. He would start. But, you know, guys, and that's what they need. That this coaching staff will start out next year, breaking in probably a new quarterback, and look, guys, at the people, the players we had that made either all Big Ten, second or 13 Big Ten.
Uh-huh.
They're leaving. They're mm-hmm. gone too.
Uh-huh.
They're gone. This was the year this year that I think this team and this program was pushing for.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
Yes.
Now, guys, on the Mickey Joseph hire, it's a good hire. It's a good hire. It might even be a great hire. But I think Adrian leaving hurts us more than Mickey Joseph coming helps us right now.
Huh. Interesting. Why do you say that?
Well, Well, Steve, it's a little late in the recruiting process. Hey, and if this staff has to win next year, they have to win next year. You know, Mickey Joseph, what can he recruit in 9 months? You know, I mean, it just to me seems obvious. I just think with Adrian Martinez staying, that was the experienced quarterback, a team that going into next year, that a team with probably, boy, a lot of new faces on this team next year. And this transfer portal stuff, I don't think is over yet. But Steve, Jake, and like I said, the schedule, you know, there's some tough road games on this schedule. I know we drop Ohio State and Michigan State next year, but there's still some tough road games on that schedule. And, guys, it's we got a lot of off-season to chew on this. But anyway, hey, Jake, Steve, great stuff going on here. And you guys have a good weekend and enjoy the championship games this week.
Thank you, Chris. Great call. Yeah, Adrian will always be polarizing. Now, here's the deal.
Yep.
Chris, I get it, but you understand that Adrian has a sling on his arm right now. I mean, how effective is he going to be next year? There's a new coordinator coming in. Now, I think Jake, I spend most of my days on the phone right now.
I believe it.
I do.
That's most Decembers for you, though.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm not just pulling things out of the air. I think Frost is still going to be heavily involved in the offense. Okay. They're hiring a coordinator, but I think Frost will still be heavily involved. Now, I'm trying to get back to Adrian. But Adrian's in a sling. Adrian's probably not going to be practicing until May or June, after spring practice. You have a new coordinator here, ostensibly with a new system, right, a new language. So does that impact Adrian's effectiveness? He's coming off a second major shoulder.
Yeah, no doubt. It could.
So, Chris, I don't know if for sure you'd say – he's the starter. We have Logan Smothers in the conversation now.
Yeah, but if you're trying to attract someone in the portal,
yeah,
Adrian's presence does nothing to help convince that person to come.
So I'm not convinced, Chris, that was the best option for Nebraska in 2022. I'm not convinced of that. The Adrian would have been the best option or the only option. First of all, portal. Second of all, Logan Smothers. Logan Smothers is staying. And he's going to gun for the job.
Well,
that's everything I've heard.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Logan Smothers is staying. He's here for the long haul based on everything I'm hearing. All right? He's thinking down the line in terms of my maturity, my size is going to – I'm going to get bigger and stronger, and the arm strength will get better. And Logan Smothers is here for the long haul as we speak. Now, that conversation just always can evolve. But, okay, now the other thing that we're going to find out, that I don't think there's going to be a mass, like Chris said, there's going to be more portal activity. I don't think there's going to be a lot of it. Not right now. Now, you're going to lose Damian Daniels, though.
That's significant.
Yeah, Damian Daniels is going to move on. Now, there's been talk, he's the junior defensive tackle. There's been talk about DeAndre Thomas. What I was hearing yesterday is that's still indefinite. You could get DeAndre Thomas back, but the Juergens thing looks pretty dicey. He could jump. He's hearing from I guarantee you there's agents in his ear right now. Now that's a big loss.
That would be massive.
Unless Donovan Raiola.
If he's the guy
at O-line can bring guys with him too, just like a quarterback coach can, or an offensive coordinator can. And I think
or he could convince Cam to stay.
Yeah, maybe.
Everything's a maybe right now.
But no, not everything. Not everything. I mean, you have a quarterback in place here that's all in Logan Smothers.
But the question is Nebraska all in on him?
Well, I imagine. Yeah,
I wonder, you know, again, he understands Nebraska's going to go to the portal, right? Logan Smothers gets that.
Oh, he knows. I know he knows.
He's not going to be like, oh my gosh, well, this
no.
is.
No. They only have two scholarship quarterbacks.
He understands Nebraska has to try to find a good quarterback, and if, you know, not guaranteed them a job, but say, hey, you've got a good chance. Smothers is a guy we're intrigued by. If you play well, you have this job. If not, you can be the backup to Smothers. This, you know, this is a competition here.
Right.
Give Logan a chance.
Yeah. Heinrich Harburg
and give Harburg a chance.
I'm sorry. I was looking at my text, so I didn't hear everything you said. Those guys in the room, Heinrich Harburg and Logan Smothers, they certainly understand.
They get it.
That there's going to be portal activity in their room. Nebraska's got to go get another scholarship.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah. So that's not a problem. That's not a problem.
464-5685, call or text. As always, when we come back, we'll talk about, we'll ask a national perspective on Adrian Martinez leaving, what it means from Bill Bender of the Sporting News, also his thoughts on this upcoming weekend's championship games. What does he expect to see? It's up next, an early break in the Ticket.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.